Hello, I am Rahul Bagaria, Senior Product Manager for Azure Monitoring and Analytics, a suite of monitoring solutions in Azure, which includes Application Insights. Today, we all continuously update and deploy our apps, which is great, but it can sometimes result in performance or even user experience regressions. Knowing what is happening with your app and users can make or break your customer experience. You want to proactively detect issues as they occur and fix them before they start affecting your users. Application Insights can help you do that easily for your apps or services. In this video, I'm going to give you an overview of Application Insights and talk about its core capabilities. I will demo how you can optimize performance, diagnose failures, and gain insights for your apps. I will also discuss how easy it is to get started and get the most out of integration opportunities. Application Insights is an application performance monitoring service, which can help you gain end-to-end visibility into your apps. It provides fast, easy, and non-intrusive analytics tools to interactively diagnose problems and answer challenging questions about your app's performance and usage. You can monitor your overall application health with synthetic availability tests and live metrics stream. We enable you to diagnose slow or failing operations and dependencies with code-level profiling and debugging. Also, you can run big data analytics queries over your telemetry, where machine learning can help you with root cause analysis and pattern detection. You might want to operationalize with triggered alerts and automated actions. You can even get customer insights and understand your user behavior for better product decisions. And finally, all of your telemetry or queries can be exported to Blob Storage, Power BI, or via REST APIs for any custom processing. And it does not matter what your application is, which language it is built on, or which platform it is deployed to. Your app could be on cloud, on-prem, or even be hybrid. You could be using Azure or any other cloud providers. You could be developing in C#, Java, Node, Python, or any of your favorite languages. Your ecosystem might be Windows, Linux, or a blend of both. And it is not limited to just web apps. You can even connect with Visual Studio App Center for deeper customer insights and usage analytics for iOS and Android apps. Okay, demo time. Here we are on the Azure portal, where I have a dashboard which I have customized with the metrics, events, and queries I want to monitor on a regular basis. I have my availability tests running. I have an overview of my application giving me server health, client-side health, as well as failures. I can see my application map. I can see some infrastructure components. I can even see the queries that I pinned on from my analytics SLAs. Now let's get a bit deeper. Let's see how we can track real-time KPIs with Live Metrics Stream. So Live Metrics Stream gives you 9 default KPIs on a real-time basis. So you can see request rate, dependencies, and infrastructure metrics like memory, CPU, and exception by default, which you can then filter according to the servers that your application is deployed to. And not just these default metrics, you can click on filter to select any custom event or performance counter or logs that you are sending to the application and monitor them on a real-time basis. Whenever something unexpected goes on, you will know from the Live Metrics Stream and be able to drill down deeper using our other tools. So one of the tools I really like for an end-to-end quality of service analysis is Application Map. This map gives you an end-to-end topology view across your client and server-side components, including any dependencies that your application connects to. In one single view, you can get a health check on each of your components. For example, this application is connected to a blob storage, a queue, a few SQL databases, some tables, and I can quickly see that my blob storage and my table are in an unhealthy condition. So I can drill down deeper, figure out what's going on, and fix the issue before it impacts my customers. Now, one of the core scenarios with Application Insights is performance monitoring. When I go to the performance page, I can figure out which of my operations are slowest and accordingly which are impacting my users the most. Here I can see some of my slowest operations and I'll pick one of the popular ones, for example, get customer details. Now on the right hand side, I get that performance histogram where I'm not interested in average. I want to look at the long tail to figure out what's going on. So I'll select the long tail and then I can click on samples to view details on each particular instance or even click profiler traces to launch service profiler to do code level analysis to figure out hot path or performance bottlenecks. I can go to failures to track which of my requests are failing, which are my failing dependencies, and even my top exceptions that I need to focus on. Here I am seeing 404 and 500 errors. At this moment, I want to track my 500s, so I'll filter that. I'm seeing two of my 500 errors, and I can click on operations to analyze each particular sample. Here I can see all details about my failed request, including any custom data I sent, dependency graph, as well as the exception that was generated. Clicking on that exception gives me all the details, like the call stack with line number and file name. I can even open the debug snapshot, which is a dump file with all the local variables that I can monitor on the Azure portal, and even download to Visual Studio for Visual Studio Debugger. I can even file a work item if I have connected with any work item management system, such as Visual Studio Team Services. There might be cases where you would want to operationalize such a diagnostic scenario, so you can create your own custom alerts and connect them to webhooks. Let's see an example here. Coming to alerts, this particular application has 5 alerts set up, and all of these are customizable that I have created. For example, this particular alert is a CPU performance alert that I created saying whenever my CPU performance grows by more than 11%, just notify me via email. I can even connect it via webhooks to any third-party alert management system that I am using, or even take some automated actions using logic apps, such as getting an SMS or putting it on my Slack channel. There might be cases where you want to drill down much deeper into your data and run big data analytics queries, or even use machine learning for root cause analysis and pattern recognition. For that, we have our big data analytics portal called Application Insights Analytics, which you can go to by clicking on any of these blue buttons on the charts. I already have it opened here. So if you are new to analytics, we have on the homepage a bunch of common queries, tutorials, and examples that can help you get started. I already have a query which I have written to give you a tease of what the power of analytics is. Now, this particular query you will notice is a SQL-like query, which is designed for monitoring scenarios in a piped format. Here I am doing a cross-application query to find a performance SLA for my application compared to the pre-production scenario in this instance, and converting that into a time chart for regular monitoring. Let's run this query. You'll notice this query is running across 30 days of data, which is terabytes and terabytes of data points, and just takes single-digit seconds to get the information I need. So I see in this graph my committed SLA of 99 percentile and what I am giving to users over the last 30 days. There has been a couple of dips in the past, but something that I can handle. Once I have the query that I like, I can export to Excel or Power BI or even pin to an Azure dashboard. Let's come back to the Azure portal. One of the interesting things we see on Azure portal is our customer insights and user behavior. So getting to the Users tab, I can notice all the users who have been coming to my application in the last 24 hours. Let's increase the time range to 3 days to figure out a bigger pattern. Here we are seeing a wavy nature of users coming in, which is very interesting. Let's split it by country or region to see what's going on. And now I know these users are coming in from different time zones, different geographies, and that's why you are seeing this wavy kind of pattern. So you notice these default cohorts, like name, country, region, browser version, application version. You can go to cohorts and create your own custom segmentation for these kinds of analysis. You can create your own funnels to track where users are dropping off in your custom journeys, maybe using page views or any custom events you would be sending. In this case, I have an example funnel where all the users coming to my homepage, how many of them are going to the customers section and creating a new customer? In this case, I see that my biggest drop-off is people going to customers, and almost 93% of them who go to the customers eventually create a new customer. So I am good there. And now I can focus on which workflow to prioritize. Similar to funnels, I can also do retention analysis to track my customer engagement and even track my user flows across my application ecosystem. We just saw how easy it is to proactively detect and diagnose issues with Application Insights. It is equally easy to get started. You can enable Application Insights via Visual Studio or from other tools using our open source SDKs. You can even enable instrumentation for your in-production apps with Status Monitor or Azure Extensions. Most of the telemetry is collected automatically without you writing a single line of code. And then you can use our APIs to configure or send any custom instrumentation. Application Insights comes as part of Visual Studio, where you can access production telemetry right within the IDE using CodeLens and Diagnostics Hub integration. You can integrate with your existing DevOps processes in Visual Studio team services like work item management, release management, and cloud load testing. Application Insights is also a core part of Azure Monitor, which provides a unified monitoring overview across your resources. And with Azure Log Analytics, you can comprehensively correlate your telemetry across app, infra, security, and network for end-to-end insights. And that wraps up a quick overview of Application Insights. Please consult these resources for more information, and do look for other Connect videos for deeper dives into application monitoring scenarios. I hope it helps you be successful and much more productive. Thanks for watching.